If God asked you to go somewhere scary and you didn't know exactly what you were getting yourself into, would you go? Hey, it's Emily with Unlocked, and this question is a tough one. Nobody wants to do scary things, especially when we don't know what the outcome will be. It reminds me of the story of Abraham, when God took him to lands unknown, and Abraham just had to trust that God held his future. Today's story is a bit like that, but with a sci-fi twist. It's called Into the Unknown, and it was written by Linda Washington. I grunted as I gazed at the viewport. Black space. Tiny white dots in the distance. Nothing new here. I side-eyed Dad. This was his fault. He acted like he knew where we were going. Dad, a seasoned commander, looked up from the blinking lights of the console. Still not speaking to me, Tai? I fingered one of my braids. He'd named me Tai, Swahili for eagle. I was born to fly, he always said. Born to explore the unknown. Though I wanted to continue giving him the silent treatment, I caved. I'm concentrating. You gave me the helm, after all. It was what I'd aced in flight class. How do you expect me to calculate the entry if I don't know where to go? Dad laughed like I'd said something hilarious. I gave you the vector to the jump point. We'll make planetfall then. Just follow the coordinates. He acted like this was no big deal, but we were in the middle of nowhere space. I wasn't sure our tiny ship could make it to the planet he claimed was in Tau Quadrant. I'd left all my friends behind in Gamma Quadrant. All because Dad claimed God wanted us to find a planet that might have water, a precious commodity back home. Now there was no chance of me applying to advanced flight school when I turned 18. I broke the silence again. There are too many unknown variables. What if we overshoot wherever we're going? Do you trust me? I took in a breath. I knew what he meant. Did I trust him to know what was best for us? I slowly let out my held breath. He'd always been there for me. He'd never let me down before. Jump point ahead, I said. It was now or never. Throttle up. The ship shook as I made the jump. Seconds later, there it was in front of us, a small blue planet. That meant water. Maybe this would be a good place after all. Trusting God is scary sometimes, but it becomes easier the more we learn about God's love and power over our lives. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Jesus cares for us and is with us wherever we go. Psalm 13:5 says, "I trust in your unfailing love." Now that's the attitude I want to have when God calls me into something scary. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, and I'm Emily, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.